This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, all right. Well, we've got a big show tonight and so grateful that you're with us. If you missed the first hour with David Fisher, go back and get the podcast. Well worth the information given. And now this hour, the Ladies Lounge, MJ Kronfeld joins us. It's going to be a very, very colorful discussion of a number of things, some of which are just downright pathetic. I just cannot believe that people are so mean and so nasty in this world, and yet they are. And I'll have MJ talk a little bit about you know MJ. She's so motivated by cause. She has a passion for purpose. That's like literally the name of her company. So it's sad to see when people do mean things to her. And I think that there were some people that did some not so nice things on Twitter this afternoon, but we'll find out all about that as we go through. I just want to say thank you also to Balance of Nature. We are coming to you live from the Balance of Nature studios, and every single week I take my fruits and veggies. It's helping me ward off this terrible flu that people have going around. Do you hear any in my voice? No, and I've been around all kinds of people that have it, and we're doing well. Balance of Nature will help you with 31 servings of, or 10 servings rather, of 31 fruits and vegetables every single day in 6 little capsules, and your immune system has just benefited hugely from it. So thanks to Balance of Nature. If you would like to get 2 months worth for free, find out how when you call 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. When you take the recommended 3-capsule dosage, you get 10 servings of basically a salad made of 31 different fruits and veggies. These are all whole food, too. It's not just the meat of the fruit or the vegetable. It's the skin, it's the seeds, it's everything that's good for you. And, of course, Dr. Douglas Howard. In fact, he's going to be with us, I think, next week or the week following, just to touch base on it. But get your 2 months free at 800-246-8751. Use my promo code KMC. All right, I want to say thanks. Well, first of all, it's time for the Ladies Lounge, so let's welcome in MJ Kronfeld, master fundraiser, cause articulator. Passionate advocate for things that are really worth championing, and she's opened my eyes to so much. And my audience is not aware of this, but MJ, in the fourth quarter of last year, basically spearheaded everything that we did for the Sudanese slave effort. And to date, she's done it for free, and that was not even part of the deal initially. So she is a person of immense character as well. And MJ, I don't know that I've been able to tell you this, but I just got the final numbers this week. You know that our goal was 48 slaves, and we finished the campaign at 97 slaves freed for the cause of South Sudan. So that was I owe you an immense thank you for everything that you've done and will continue to do for human trafficking and the advocacy of that. But thank you so much for helping people on my social media streams find it and have their hearts touched by it. I'm really truly grateful.
Of course. Well, you know, as we say in the Jewish religion, you save a life, you save the world. So you saved many worlds over at this point, Kevin, and you should be very proud of the work that you do, because there's not a lot of people doing what that organization is doing in Africa. And now that everyone seems so woke from the CNN exposure of the Libyan slave trade,
right,
perhaps more people will join your fight.
I think that might have even contributed to some of it. I think a general awareness of finding out what's going on is really one of those things. Hey, there's much that we want to talk about tonight, including a new cause that you are starting to champion, and I'm gonna help people get as involved in that as they possibly can tonight. But I want to get your thoughts first and foremost. Well, first of all, welcome back. It seems like it's been forever since you've been here. And
yeah,
you,
thanks for having me.
I think one of the last times you were here that we didn't talk about slavery, you were running for city council in the city of New York.
I was.
How did that go? What are you doing now? My listeners want to know these things. What are you filling your days and time with now?
Well, as everyone can imagine, it's tough being an anti-Trump Republican on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
It's not easy being a pro-Trump Republican in New York either. So.
Okay. Well, we all have it hard. Maybe that's something that we can all unite over.
There you go.
Party, is how tough it is just to be a Republican in New York. But, I did what I wanted to achieve, which was to spread awareness of a millennial post-partisan message where I call myself I'm party blind. I don't care, if you're a Democrat or Republican, what we need in office are good leaders. And, I think that I'm excited to say that there are a lot of good people running this year. My friend Aaron Scheinberg is running for Congress as a Democrat down in West Virginia. And him and his wife and their newborn picked up and went home after my race. And there's another veteran Jew, both veteran Jews, Max Rose, running in Staten Island. Really great candidate. And I'm excited to see millennials, veterans, women, transgender persons all up and running and doing what they believe is their civic duty. For whatever reason they're doing it, as long as people are out there leading and doing their civic duty, I'm excited. But
yeah.
After that, I decided to fill up my time with what I think what I'm better at, which is social impact. And I always said if the race did not turn out with a victory, then I would jump right back into exactly what I was doing before,
right,
which was working to make the world a better place on behalf of whomever needs my help.
Well, and that's exactly what you did with us in the end of the year of 2017. And you do that on a regular basis. There's so many different organizations that you've worked with. And I want to talk about the one from Israel tonight. And it's kind of interesting because I was talking about how you may have gotten hacked on Twitter and so forth.
Yeah.
You don't stray away from the really controversial causes, do you? You like stick your neck right out there, don't you?
Well, I think, I don't look at the causes, or the way people look at me as being controversial with some causes. I look at unique issues that are desperate for an honest voice. And I think that, when addressing the, issues around Palestinian terrorism and Israeli victims, whether they're Jewish, Christian, Druze, Bedouin, atheist, whether they're Arab or not, when we talk about Palestinian terrorism in Israel, we do not ever have an honest conversation about it. And so my best friend and I, Andrew Davidsburg, said it's about time to start uniting the Jewish community around the real cause that we're suffering under, which is the murder of Israelis in the streets of the Jewish state by Palestinian terrorists.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I think that the world was kind of heightened to this issue a little bit more when the president announced that he's going to make formal our recognition in the United States of the capital that Israel has already established as its capital, which is the city of Jerusalem and not the city of Tel Aviv. But there was significant Palestinian violence that broke out as a result of that. And it was almost the way it was covered in American media. It was as though the United States had done something wrong, mm-hmm, causing this violence, instead of the people causing the violence. MJ, it was surreal.
It was remarkable. I was watching TV, and, I did my undergraduate work in the institutionalization of anti-Semitism, and how anti-Semitism is so embedded in who we are as human beings, in our culture, in our philosophies, in our political systems, that people are mostly unaware of how anti-Semitic the vast majority of the world can be all the time. I take it for granted. And I'm a CNN watcher, and I was watching CNN, and I remember one of the anchors, the station right in front of the White House, she was saying, this is is just another act of sticking the knife into the wound of the Palestinians. And all I could think about was the Palestinian terrorist who stuck a knife into a 21-year-old dad who was shopping with his wife and baby a few years ago during the rash of stabbings, right before the Sabbath, while he was on leave from the army for a week. You know, if you want to talk about sticking knives in wounds, the only people that are sticking knives in wounds are the Palestinian terrorists that continue to kill their brethren, as well as Jews and Christians in the street of Israel. But more importantly, we never have a discussion about how absolutely atrocious this is as a crime. This is the crime of murder. Palestinians are walking through the streets murdering Israelis,
yeah,
regardless of what faith they are, regardless of what color their skin is, regardless of their men, women, or children. And that's why me and Andrew decided to launch the Fallen Faces Project, coming to online this March.
Well, when we come back from this first break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Fallen Faces Project, and you'll be given an opportunity to get involved, to start spreading the word and begin making a change very directly with that. Also going to get MJ's thoughts on the Women's March. In fact, when I asked her if she was comfortable, because we don't agree on everything politically, I said, are you comfortable talking about the Women's March tonight? Her response immediately in the text was, there's a reason why I didn't march today. And I thought, oh, that there's an interesting story behind that answer, so I can't wait to ask her about that as well. We'll do all of that when we come back from this first break. But MJ Kronfeld, and you can follow her, by the way, on Twitter at Team MJ underscore NYC, Team MJ underscore NYC on Twitter. And I think she's got some other ways to be in touch as well. We'll cover all those when we come back. We're live in New York tonight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
So glad you're with us. It's a beautiful night in New York, as you can see, if you're watching on Biz TV, if you're watching on Facebook Live, which we're also on, and if you're joining us via radio across the country on some 300 great outlets, we're thankful for you as well. Thank you for being here, and thanks to MyPillow for help making it all happen. Mike Lindell still has the buy one, get one free, all-time best offer from MyPillow. Just use my promo code. It's 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. You're going to get 50% off. I'm sorry, you're going to get one pillow for free when you buy one at normal price. And ask about the 50% off special on other things in the MyPillow catalog when you call as well. 800-506-2641. MyPillow making tonight possible. MJ Kronfeld in the ladies' lounge tonight. We're always grateful to have her. And she is telling us about this new effort called the Fallen Faces Project. MJ, what does the name mean and why is it important?
So, we hear a lot about terrorism around the world, and you know, we pray for Orlando, we pray for Nice, we are Bali, but the question is, when do we pray for Israel? You know, when are we Israel? And we're not. We never hear about the people that are killed by Palestinian terrorists in the streets of Israel. Never have names next to the faces. So my best friend, Andrew Davidsberg, and I decided to launch a new platform called the Z Team that would allow us to branch out and provide support for pro-Israel projects. And the first one, which is the brainchild of Andrew, is the Fallen Faces Project. And it's a really simple, really unique idea. Your Facebook profile is the picture that gets the most engagement online. The way the Facebook algorithm works, it tends to be stay on your friends' news feeds, and it gets more likes and comments than anyone. Probably everyone has noticed that when they post a new Facebook profile. So we've created a website where you register to sign up just with your name and email, fallenfaces.com. And every single day from March 1 to March 30th, you're going to receive an email in the morning. The email is going to have a picture of someone who's been killed by a Palestinian terrorist in Israel, and a first-person bio of that person's perspective of their life and of their attack. There's going to be a push-to-post link, and it will automatically upload the bio and the picture to your Facebook page. And for 24 hours, your Facebook photo will be someone else, and there will be a little bio there explaining who that person is. Hmm. And all your friends are going to see it, and other people are going to see it, and people are going to share it, and the family members and the bereaved and organizations that are involved, and we're over 15 organizations, major organizations, Jewish, non-Jewish, political involved in this, and everyone's going to be sharing, and we're going to create a critical mass online every single day honoring for 24 hours one of Israel's fallen faces, and put a face to that name, put a story to that. Tell these people who their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters are, what they love to do, dance and sing and surf, and where they were at school and who they were married to and what they loved most in the world. And that is our way of honoring them for 30 days.
Mm, that's a great idea. And so how can people be involved if they want to get the email?
So it's really as simple as this. You go to fallenfaces.com and you put in your name and your email, and that's it. We're not going to bug you. We're not going to use your email for anything else. You'll get an email the night before on the February 28th. reminding you that tomorrow is the first day, and then every day for the next 30 days, you will get that morning email. But we also welcome everyone who's in New York to join us on February 21st, where we're going to host a really unique event with survivors of Palestinian terrorism and have them talk about their lives. And this is going to be curated by my very dear friend who survived an attack by a Palestinian terrorist herself, Sari Singer, and her organization, Strength to Strength, which is a beautiful group which provides services for survivors and bereaved family members no matter who they are and no matter what attack they survived. We help Muslim, Christian, old, young, Jewish. It doesn't matter if you survived an attack or you are a bereaved family member. We will support you however you need.
Sari's been on this show, and love her story.
I know Sari.
Yeah, and her story is really amazing, and that should be a great event. If people are in New York on February 21st, you can find out how to get there. Go to fallenfaces.com. You can also sign up to be part of the month of March project, and then you can do your Facebook photo. Just you'll hit the push to post, and it will automatically do it for you. You don't have to be a tech wizard or anything, but this might be a good way to really stand up and speak out. And one of the things that you said, MJ, really struck me. You're so right. We become these other places. You know, we are Paris, and we are this and that. There's never anything for Israel, and you know, as an evangelical Christian, that there's many people in my circle that are very, very affectionate for Israel and have great, great respect and want to do more to help. And so this would be a good way for Christians to get involved and to show their support for Israelis that are dealing with this matter as well. And so I'm going to encourage people in my circle to do that as well.
Well, might I add real quick, Kevin, if there are Christian organizations out there that want to sign up, we are still asking organizations to sign up. It is completely free. The only thing we ask, if you add your logo to our website, is that you send out an email to your membership and ask them to sign up.
Yeah.
We want as many organizations involved, and we would love some Christian groups to lend their logo, lend their membership, and lend their name to the list. Just as free for every organization to sign up. This is a completely all-volunteer-run effort. We're giving you the credit. We want your logo on our site so people can say, wow, they stood for Israel. We don't want the credit. We want everyone to stand up for Israel. We're just providing the platform to do it. And thanks to Andrew's genius tech skills, we've created the easiest way possible for you to do that.
It really does seem simple, and I'm very impressed with that. So, we will definitely spread the word as well. Real quickly, MJ, before we let you go, and I want people to deeply consider getting involved in the Fallen Faces Project. FallenFaces.com is the website where you sign up and you do it. And it seems super simple, friend. This is not something that you have to, you know, even dedicate a lot of mental power to. You just go, sign up, put your email in. They're going to send you the letter. You hit the push to post. They're only asking for the month of March. You're just going to go through and every day and hit that, and then it'll automatically just raise awareness. And as MJ was saying, in the Facebook arena, those posts of you, when you change your profile picture, MJ, I know what you're saying is true, because every time I change my profile picture, I get more response to that than almost anything else, you know, unless it's a like really funny meme, you know, making fun of Chuck Schumer for shutting the government down or something. Other than that,
I'm pretty sure that was Donald Trump, friend. Maybe we could talk about that next hour.
But when we come back, I want to get your perspective on the March for Women, because you said there's a reason why you didn't march today. And I think not just because it wasn't Shabbat. I think there's some other reasons that you had in mind when you were talking about that. And we're going to cover that when we continue. Live from New York, she's MJ Kronfeld. I'm Calvin McCullough. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough welcoming you into Radio Night Live on this Saturday. If you're on Biz TV or on great radio stations across the country, it is fun to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Our phone number, 888-340-3373. And, of course, you're always welcome to call as well, 888-340-3373. Follow me on Twitter at KMC Radio, not Radio KMC. I don't know how that got on the screen, but we'll fix that. our television operation's been an adventure in the last couple of weeks, but we're happy that it's holding together tonight. MJ Kronfeld is our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and today, similar to about 1 year ago, the day after the March for Life, there was these other marches that broke out, and last year much more attention being given to it. But a lot of people didn't know much about the founders of this thing called the Women's March, one of which was Linda Sarsour. I would find out much more about her as the year went on here in New York. She, a Palestinian terrorist sympathizer. MJ, is that fair to say? Am I being too harsh with Linda Sarsour?
I would change one word. I would just say Palestinian terrorist.
Okay, that's what I said on Twitter, and then I had her people coming to cut my throat. So I was.
Besides, her doesn't really do her justice. Any justice. Yeah.
Now, so we were talking earlier today, and you were like, "There's a reason why I didn't march today." So I want to give you the chance to explain why you, MJ, someone who I don't know anybody that's ever fought for women harder than you. Why is this such a joke to you?
It's not so much a joke. You know, I have many friends out there today. I was, you know, scrolling through Facebook and Instagram and seeing all the amazing women that I know who are out there today. So there are lots of women that will get up tomorrow, like myself, or Monday morning, like myself, or every day, like myself, and go do something consequential in the world that does affect women's rights.
Right.
But unfortunately, I would reckon that, you know, about 99% of the people out there today who brave the cold weather to walk a few blocks and hold a sign, we'll sleep in tomorrow morning and then go out to brunch with their friends and be like, oh my God, I'm so proud that I walked yesterday. But what does that mean? You know, if they led that march down to City Hall and they had every single woman, even if they weren't going to do it, go fill out the documents to run for office, you know, and flood, you know, the New York City municipal system with, people who want to run, or if they staged a sit-in that, you know, stopped something terrible from happening, anything of consequence, but to walk on a Saturday in honor of women's rights when the leader of their so-called movement is a Palestinian terrorist, it's beyond ludicrous to me that one can tie you know, women's rights to Linda Sarsour. I'm all for people marching for what they believe in, and I know there are a lot of good causes out there, but Linda Sarsour is not a feminist, and don't for one second let her make you think that she is. No feminist choose to tear down another person. The cause of feminism is gender equity. It's gender equality. It's about making people equivalent to one another. It's about empowering men to empower women, and about empowering women to find stable ground in a world with men. And what this woman does, this Palestinian terrorist does, is she doesn't believe in any form of equality because she wants to push the Jewish people into the sea. She does not believe that they have a right to a state. She equates Zionism to racism. And as she says, you know, no one can be a Zionist and a feminist. Well, I say that she can't be a feminist because she's just a purebred anti-Semite. You know, so at the end of the day, I'm glad that Linda Sarsour has her platform. I'm glad that she can speak her mind because she's an American. And I can therefore point out her hypocrisy and her stupidity and her absurdity. Because we all know that if Linda Sarsour traveled to Yemen or Saudi Arabia or Abu Dhabi or Qatar or back home to her so-called state of Palestine, which is referred to as the Palestinian territories, which is what it is, she wouldn't be allowed to do this. So she should be grateful that she's here. I'm glad that she can spout off, but that means I can too. And Linda Sarsour is a disgrace, and I find that following her on a march is a vote for terrorism, and it's not a vote for women's rights. And that's why I don't march. I spend my day working on real women's rights down in the Dominican Republic with the organization called Bate Girls, which seeks to uplift women and girls from slavery and trafficking.
Right. No, it's funny how actually trafficking wasn't even part of the agenda last year in the initial march. And, you know, MJ, there was a really hypocritical thing that took place last year. You had Ashley Judd, who was one of the speakers, who did the whole nasty woman speech. Remember that? I'm a nasty woman. And Harvey Weinstein was in attendance at the same march, and it was just a matter of months later that she writes the thing that busts that can of worms open. And, you know, it was just, I don't know. There's so much about that movement and those people that are organizing. And then the fact that they would not allow pro-life and pro-family women to be involved was also disturbing to me. Stay with us. MJ Kronfield's with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
See when you call. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final segment with our ladies' lounger tonight, none other than MJ Kronfeld. And we were talking about the Women's March, and She got on such a roll in that last segment, I didn't feel right about interrupting her, because, MJ, you were making some really salient points. But one that I thought was interesting is that in the same year that you had the Women's March kind of take the fore in January of last year, that the people that were involved in that were eventually the same ones that kind of got the whole ball kicked down the road in terms of, like, sexual harassment, which is really a unique problem in many ways to American culture that it does not seem to transfer in other places. And yet this is supposed to be the place where we're figuring these things out and fixing them. I'm probably going to write a book about this issue and try to bring some light to the table. But I'm curious as to your reaction to the Year of the Woman, given that the Women's March started it, but it was the Me Too movement that ended up being Time's Person of the Year on the cover of their magazine in December of last year.
Oh, my God. First of all, I hope that you will let me read your proofread your book before it goes out there, so I can make sure that it's readable for the non-far right audience. But I think that the true feminist of the year is Condoleezza Rice. I'm not sure if you saw her. I'm not sure what she was doing on the Axe Files, because I find him fairly irrelevant. But she was on the Axe Files the other night, and she said, we need to stop making women into snowflakes. And I, like every other woman who has been victimized at some point in her life by some sort of sexualized violence, was incredible, and I've always been vocal about it because I felt that I had to. But I feel like the Me Too movement became an opportunity for any woman who ever regretted something, who ever felt uncomfortable in a situation, who never had, the capacity to say no or leave, even though she had gotten up. You know, I think what we do is we start putting everything into one pile. You know, I have the opportunity to speak with the women of GEMS, Girls Education Mentoring Services,
right,
which you came with me this year to their gala. I know women that are gang raped on a daily basis for 10, 15, 20 years of your life. And guess what? That does not equate to that snowflake girl who wrote some article about how she felt uncomfortable because Aziz Ansari, you know, chased her around a room. You know, he weighs 3 pounds when he's wet. Get up and leave, you know. This is not something that I'm comfortable with. And Condoleezza Rice, this is a very salient point. We need to start talking about what is rape, what is violence, and what is simply inappropriate behavior. And we need to start punishing people based on qualifiers. You know, the punishment for crime of murder is not the same punishment for the crime of theft for a reason, because
right,
they're different crimes.
Right.
They have different magnitudes. Rape is rape is rape. It is not the same thing as being uncomfortable in a room with a man and not being able to say no, which is equally uncool.
No, absolutely. But my problem, my problem with the Me Too thing was that once it got up in, like, the full head of steam, it became, if anybody ever looked at me cross-eyed from across the room, that was the same thing as forced sexual intercourse. And you're like, whoa, hold on a second. And if we speak up, I do believe this, and I'm going to teach my daughter this, but if you speak up when the person looks at you sideways from across the room, then you are much less likely to have the worsening experience happen. It's just a true thing. You let the world know that you're not a victim. They tend to victimize you less. It doesn't mean they won't try, but it does mean that it's going to be, you're going to be a tougher conquest for someone who has that as their appetite than someone that will, you know, not put up the fight. And I want every woman to fight. I want them scratching eyeballs out. If a guy does something that he's not supposed to do, lay into him, because you have every right to, your personhood and who you are and what you expect in terms of the affection. But there were other weird things, MJ. Do you remember the article that was written about, it came out around Thanksgiving, I think it was in the New York Post, and it was, don't tell your daughters that they have to let, grandma and grandpa hug them when you go for Thanksgiving dinner, because that may be unwanted touch. And I'm like, God, people, you're doing it wrong. We should be encouraging, grandma and grandpa, hugging and kissing on our kids. That's good touch. We should discourage the stuff that has, and we got to teach them the difference between the two, right? I mean, if we don't have any discernment in this, then we're not doing them any favors.
Well, the problem is we're creating a culture here. You know, my larger concern is, okay, we've exposed this issue. Now to where we go from here. That's
right.
One conversation. But the second conversation is, what is the long-term consequences on all people, on societies, workplaces, generally, but men in specific, if we categorize all forms of uncomfortable looking in the same category as rape? Are we going to put men in such a category of fear that they aren't able to act? Or the worst problem, which I don't think the women's movement is thinking through, that men in and of themselves become radicalized and emboldened against this, and then more violent or more anti-woman. You know, this goes back to what I said in the last segment. Feminism, true feminism, is not about the women being better than men.
Right.
It's about finding gender equity. So what this has to teach us right now is, how can we find a space, and I'm not going to use the word safe space because I know you hate that, but how can we find a space for men and women to coexist? I think that's the fundamental question. Obviously, women have been subjugated for centuries. Obviously, now all our male friends are aware that each and every single one of us has been in situations that we, you know, shake at when we think of. But now that we know these things, now that we're calling out the bad guys, what is the place that we need to move to A, fix this problem, but B, live together, coexist? Mm-hmm. We're creating a situation where men and women are not going to be able to coexist. And that makes me as equally uncomfortable as it does sitting back and sadly listening to all these stories of all these women that I knew everyone had been affected by this issue, but, you know, they were so scared to speak up. And but that's just one part of the problem.
Yeah. No, but it's well said, and I appreciate the balanced perspective on that. It's not one that you're going to read in the editorial pages of the New York Times this week. So, MJ, I want people to get involved. I want them to get on the Fallen Faces Project. FallenFaces.com is where you go. Sign up for the email and then be part of this campaign. And let's have you check back in as we get closer to the launch in March. And let's do something good for those that have been victimized in this way and forgotten along the way. We won't let that happen, and I know you won't as well. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Kevin, and I hope that you'll come out to our special event on the 21st.
As soon as you said the date, I was writing it down in my head. So let's definitely follow up with
Sarah right now and let her know that you said yes.
Okay, yeah. Nope.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late.
New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Final few minutes. Didn't realize how quickly tonight's show would go by. And thank you for those of you that have been with us. Let me get to the phones. Frank is holding from Des Moines. Frank, you wanted to weigh in. I'm sorry we didn't get you on with MJ, but you had a thought there.
Oh, that's fine. I just wanted to ask her sometime if she regrets her endorsement of Hillary, but I'll wait another time. Well, as I got you on this issue with Trump this week and the government shutdown.
Right.
I kind of speculate that because this Trump said that you'll start noticing some difference in your paychecks come February, and that this shutdown might, you know, slow down the IRS and getting your tax returns back in a timely fashion. I just wonder, you know, that's kind of my thoughts on it. I just wonder if you had any.
I think that's definitely one of the things. Oh, I think that the Democrats really think they're playing a strategy here, and I think they need DACA to be alive for as long as they can keep it alive. The minute that Trump says he's in and it's done, then they don't have that anymore, Frank. And that's
so
really
it's not a 2018 campaign issue if he settles it right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And so if he and they knew that he wasn't going to. This was all a premeditated thing. And Schmucky Schumer is doing exactly what Schmucky Schumer has always done.
Well, I don't know who tagged him with the Schumer shutdown, but you know, with Trump's propensity for nicknames, it sure fits in with his MO.
I saw one online that was kind of interesting. Do you know what a schmuckhole is? It's a noun.
No, but I
can... It's a noun, and it means a congressional representative that took a paycheck while forcing the military to defend them and not paying them.
Yeah, let's see Schumer defend that, and let's make an issue out of it.
That's a schmuckhole, if I ever heard of one.
All right.
Thanks, Frank. Have a great week. And thank you, friend, for being with us. Have you signed up for the Lord's Diamonds Diamond Necklace Giveaway? All you got to do is go sign up on their Instagram page. Just follow them on Instagram, Lord's Diamonds. Get on Instagram, like their page, tag a friend. That'll increase your chances. And then be listening at 10 p.m. on February 10th. We're going to be announcing the winner. This is the Lord's Diamonds Valentine's Diamond Necklace Giveaway. It's a bezeled, beautiful necklace like you see on the television screen if you're watching on Biz TV or on Facebook Live. That's the necklace. White gold band, very high quality VSI diamonds in the necklace itself, and it's perfect for layering, so says my bride. It's perfect for layering. Do you wear layers now in your necklaces? I guess you do, three or four at a time. That's the way. You're shaking your head. You don't know what you're talking about. You should see what my bride does. She does that. But anyway, so go to Instagram and like the Lord's Diamonds page if you want a chance to win the Lord's Diamonds necklace giveaway for Valentine's Day. And thanks so much for being with us. By the way, go to the SoundCloud.com page for Kevin McCullough Radio and get all my podcasts each week. The Tech Tuesday, the Parenting Express, the Radio Night Live, the daily breaking news shows. We got it all there. It's absolutely free. No cost. Just enjoy on your time, on your schedule, anytime you wish. And we will see you back here at Radio Night Live on Biz TV and great radio stations across the country next Saturday night. With you.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.